You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 172 for the 30th of October. I'm a big Top Gear fanboy. In fact, I think I'm the James May of podcasters. I'm pleasant, earnest, pedantic, completely without dynamic appeal. Better stop there, I'm depressing myself. I'm such a Top Gear fan that I shed bitter tears when Tony Galachon beat me to ripping off the Top Gear theme for his Flashing Blade podcast several months ago. I wanted to do the gag. But no matter, my affection for Top Gear took me down a similar road to Big Finish's Eighth Doctor adventure from 2008, Max Warp. This is explicitly a parody of Top Gear with broad caricatures of the Top Gear hosts, this time salivating over spaceships, not cars, wrapped up in a murder mystery with interstellar diplomatic consequences. Now, I've sampled Big Finish Doctor Who stories up and down the line, and usually find myself appreciating the Eighth Doctor and Lucy Miller releases the most. They were designed to appeal to viewers of the new TV series, with a faster pace, usually a complete episode in one CD, and that usually forces economical storytelling. In Max Warp, however, you get overly simplified storytelling. In fact, it's got a lot in common with TV's The Unicorn and the Wasp, with a fairly linear murder investigation in order to make room for the laughs. And laughs there are. If you're a Top Gear fan, writer Jonathan Morris makes the Jeremy, James, and Richard clones instantly recognizable, almost too much so. But if you don't know about the cool wall, the Eighth Doctor's shock at the funky board makes no sense. On the other hand, the dialogue has a delightful Douglas Adams spark to it, and the script also captures one of my favorite Eighth Doctor bits from the TV movie, his boyish enthusiasm. Proper fitting shoes then, really sweet space cars now. It's not a deep Big Finish adventure, but it's a fun one, especially if you have a high tolerance for parody in a usually more serious line. And especially, if you know what a Stig is. And that's your two. Oh, hold on a minute. Surely I can use this Top Gear music. I admit, I like it better than the new theme. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast can be found at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. You know the drill. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back in a few days with a review of The End of the World. And also a look at what happens when the Doctor is forced to have a conversation whilst he's fixing something.